The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, who's here for the first time for happy hour? Show of hands. Great. Wonderful. Welcome. Welcome to happy hour. So the reason why we call it happy hour is practicing the Brahma Viharas, these practices of the heart, metta, loving-kindness, compassion, etc., the various practices of the heart, they make you happy. You may not feel it right away. There might be some edges that you hit while you're practicing it, but over time, maybe you'll feel kind of a sense of ease, either during or maybe tomorrow. And also as you practice these practices more and more, these are practices of cultivation of the heart. There's more and more ease and joy. It really, they free us, they free our heart, and they bring ease and joy and happiness. So the way these happy hours work, the hour, is that we spend a couple of minutes at the beginning just talking about what the practice is, what it isn't, and then there's a guided meditation for about 30 minutes, some discussion, conversation, and some question and answer. So the bulk of it really is the guided meditation and experiential practice of trying these practices on for size. So just to mention that it's a cultivation practice, the practice of developing kindness, friendliness, metta, loving kindness. And what that means is that right away as you try it, it may not feel, you may not really feel it, and that's okay. Trust that this cultivation is happening little by little and it's working its way. So just hang in there, and whatever happens is the right thing that's supposed to happen right now. And if the judgment, if judgment comes up in your mind, I'm not doing this right, I can't get this, this is terrible, be friendly towards the judgment. Hold the judgment with kindness. It's okay. It's okay. As if you would treat a good friend, a dear friend. That will then become your practice. So whatever comes up in your sphere of experience, that bring kindness to that. So without much ado, I think we'll just get into it. And experiment, see what comes up. So before we start, I'm going to ask you, especially if you're new, to see what your body needs. If you need another cushion for on the chair and your back, just this is a good time, especially if you're sitting on the floor. Get up, get what you need. So kindness, cultivating kindness starts with cultivating kindness to this body. Check in, what does my body need right now? And as I check in, my body says it wants to sit a little differently. So I'm going to do that and invite you to do the same. See whatever adjustment you need to make in the way you're sitting, if you need more cushions. Or actually, I think I need a different cushion. This is a pretty hard one. So make yourself comfortable. And while I get a different cushion, see what your body needs. If it needs to move a little bit, your neck, your arms. Before you settle, just stretch a little bit. I'm going to get up and stretch and get something more comfortable to sit. Turn up the lights too. Okay. Great. So, loving kindness is not just what we say. May I be happy, may I be well, but to actually do it, to actually take care of ourselves, to take care of our bodies, see what our body needs. So assuming that you have what you need in order to sit comfortably for about 30 minutes, I invite you to settle in to your body. If you're sitting on a chair, let your feet be flat on the floor, on the ground. Let your legs have a 90-degree angle, resting your arms on your lap, maybe rolling your shoulders back a little bit. And if you're sitting on the floor, letting your back be straight wherever you're sitting, actually, allowing your back, your spine to have a gentle curve, and feeling as if there is a thread that is connecting to the top of your head and pulling you up gently without any effort on your part. You're being pulled up. There's no effort you have to make. Your back is being pulled up in a position that's comfortable. And your posture has integrity, sitting like a mountain, tall. And then let your muscles, everything, letting it relax, softening as much as possible with every out-breath, softening more. With every in-breath, bringing in more light, energy, awakeness. And with every out-breath, softening, relaxing, softening the face, forehead, jaw, eyes. No need to do anything. Letting gravity pull down on the muscles of the face, relaxing. You don't have to hold a mask at this point, just softening, letting go. Brushing with gentle awareness your shoulders, your arms, your hands, softening, relaxing. Every out-breath, settling a little more, letting go more of any tension there may be. Softening, relaxing the chest, the abdomen especially. We hold a lot of tension usually in the abdomen. Softening your sit bones, the groin area, the upper legs, the lower legs, the feet. Now checking in with the whole body, letting the body be soft and as relaxed as possible. When the body relaxes, when the body releases tension, relaxes and is settled, then the mind can also relax. And let go of its tenseness, of its tension. So allowing another couple of breaths to just let go. Relax more deeply into the body. Checking in if any tension has crept in. Soften some more. Relax some more. Now letting the breath as it moves in and out on its own into the belly to be noticed. Simply noticing. I mean, the breath breathes itself. You've been breathing all day without any effort, any attempt to breathe. So the breath just comes in and out on its own. Let it be, whatever it is, deep, shallow, whatever it is. Just simply notice. In breath, out breath, feeling the sensations in the belly. As if it's a gentle wind, it's a gentle breeze. A summer's day, and you're just noticing the breeze. You're not producing the breeze. You simply notice it. In breath, out breath, sensations. Sensations in the belly. What does this one breath feel like? What does this in-breath feel like? What does this out-breath feel like in the belly? Gently, openly, kindly curious and open to receive, receiving the sensations of breathing. We'll practice like this for another few minutes to just settle and arrive some more. Building stability of the mind before we switch to the practice of loving kindness. And as different thoughts, images, feelings, as other things arise, it's okay. It's part of this practice. See if you can notice what's happening with an extra dollop of kindness and gentleness without judgment. No need to judge the mind. This is what happens when we sit to meditate. Different thoughts, plans, memories arise, and it's okay. It's part of this mind training to simply notice with ease, openness, lack of judgment. You might even say, oh, today the mind is distracted Buddha. Or thinking Buddha. And invite the attention to rest back with the sensations of breathing, inviting the mind to settle and relax. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind someone for whom kindness, friendliness, affection comes up easily for you. Might be a good friend, a parent, a teacher, a mentor. Often in this category, children are perfect candidates, or pets, someone who is alive and you have an uncomplicated relationship with. There's not a lot of expectations or chores. Just simple relationship. Someone, when you think about them, you feel happy, you feel safe. There's a sense of goodwill and ease, friendliness. Bring him to your mind's eye, and if you're going through the Rolodex of your mind, it's okay, just choose someone. It doesn't matter so much. Choose someone, some being, and bring them to your mind's eye as if they were right in front of you. Seeing what they look like, what they feel like, their felt sense of being with this person, with this being. How they make you feel. Seeing them in their element, seeing them. If they're a child, maybe seeing them jump up and down, run around. And if an adult sitting in front of you and looking at you, keeping an image of them as clearly as possible in your mind, their mannerisms, the way they talk, and see what that brings up in you. Notice what's happening for you as you bring up this person to mind. And that sense of goodwill, friendliness, that simple friendliness that comes up for you, that's metta, that's loving kindness. It's not complicated, it's simple. In this practice, we simply bring attention to that. More and more. There's a flicker, and we bring more air, more air to the fire, to this flame. So simply notice this feeling of friendliness, ease, goodwill, whatever it is coming up. And from this feeling of friendliness, goodwill, let it be expressed in good wishes, friendly wishes for them. I'll offer the traditional phrases of metta, and feel free to use the ones you already have or adapt them. So staying connected to, number one, their image. Number two, the feeling that comes up in your heart from seeing them. Number three, let these phrases flow from the feeling of friendliness, as if water is flowing out of a fountain. Let the phrases flow out of the feeling of friendliness. May you be safe from inner and outer harm. You can silently recite to yourself. May you be happy and have joy. May you be healthy and strong. and may you have ease. The four phrases again are, may you be safe from inner and outer harm, or maybe simply, may you be safe. May you be happy and joyful. May you be healthy and strong. May you have ease. Keeping their image in mind, seeing what comes up in your body, in your mind, in your heart, feeling of friendliness and good wishes for their well-being, and saying the phrases. May you be safe, dear one. You can optionally add dear one or their name to the end of it. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. May you have ease, dear one. We'll practice together in silence for a few minutes for you to explore on your own their image in mind, the feeling that comes up, and the phrases. Safe, happy, healthy, ease, can tie the phrases or the single words to your breathing, to the rhythm of the breath. You can experiment with that if you like. And if any other feeling is coming up, which you didn't expect, that's okay. You're not doing the practice wrong. Meet whatever is coming up with friendliness and acceptance, accepting the truth of the moment, not condoning what's coming up, but just not giving into it, but just accepting this is what's coming up. This is what needs to come up right now. And see if that friendly attitude, instead of trying to get rid of it, how that might shift or change things. This then becomes your practice of loving kindness, practicing friendliness and goodwill with whatever is coming up, even if it's the opposite of friendliness. Hold that with kindness, with friendliness and gentleness. Whether it's a feeling of upset, anger, maybe an old argument with this dear being you've forgotten, whether you feel like, I can't do this, this is not working. Whatever is coming up, see if you can soften and relax around it. It's okay. It's okay. Now, it's okay. Allowing there to be ease and gentleness and friendliness to whatever is coming up. This is the more important practice. Opening friendliness, ease to whatever there is. That is the supreme practice of metta and kindness. And if cultivating metta for your dear friend is going smoothly, hang in there too. Hang in there. With the phrases, may you be safe, may you be happy, may you be healthy, may you have ease. Decide wherever kindness is needed right now in your practice. Be your own Dharma coach, inner Dharma coach. If the image of your good friend, benefactor, dear being starts to wane, might bring more energy to this practice to see them in the different tableaus, have different tableaus for different phrases. Maybe see them being safe, safe from the elements, maybe under a blanket, under a safe roof when there's raining. Seeing them safe and wishing them safety, or whatever works for you. Having an image of them happy, joyful, and wishing them more of it, wishing them happiness. Maybe seeing them healthy, strong, maybe exercising or running, or whatever they love to do, and wishing them health. Maybe wishing, maybe seeing them having ease in their life, ease in their relationships, in their livelihood. Whatever ease looks like to you. Maybe they're lying in a hammock with no worries. And you wish them ease. It's okay to be creative in this practice. May you be safe, dear one. May you be happy, dear one. May you be healthy, dear one. And may you have ease in your life, dear one. So what we usually do after the guided meditation is to invite a conversation in small groups for a brief time, just to check in about what that was like, because sharing and being held witness can be a strong way to practice, and also it builds community. Sometimes we come to IMC and we just sit in silence and go home, and that's about it. So much about the third jewel of Sangha. So I like to invite you to get into groups of three. Ideally with someone you haven't come in here with and you don't know. So please go ahead and form groups of three. And if you need partners, raise your hand and a group will form. And are we divisible by three? Let's see. Okay. One more person here. Great. Okay. And basically, it's an unstructured time. So I'll give some instructions before you start. So the person who's speaking, you just check in what the spirit of practice was like for you. And everything is right. There's nothing incorrect. If you say, oh, I fell asleep, or it was terrible, it's all good, not a problem. It's just checking in with a couple of fellow practitioners. What was it like? What happened for you? What worked? What didn't? Anything you want to share, nothing you don't feel comfortable sharing. It's all okay. So, and as you speak, there's a monologue. And so you're practicing mindful speaking. And the two people who are in your group, in that moment, they're holding the space for you. And they're practicing mindful listening. They're not interrupting you. They're not saying, yes, me too, and asking you questions. No, they're just practicing metta. They're practicing. So this is the practical loving kindness, guys. You're practicing loving kindness with people in your group, just holding space. The person who's speaking, they can say nothing wrong. It's just a practice, okay? You just hold caring space for this other human being that's sharing their experience with you. And when they're done, maybe bow and then go around the circle, your turn to share, say something. And the other people will be silent and hold space for you. So how does that sound? It's relational metta. Yeah? Relational loving kindness. Okay? Check it out. A couple of minutes each person. Yeah. And the floor is... I'll wait a moment until we get back. Great. So the floor is open for any comments or specifically questions. I didn't say so much about the practice at a time, especially for those who might be new to the practice. So any questions about what came up, what didn't come up? Well, you expected something else came up. Any questions specially or any reports are welcome. And hold on a sec.
In my walking and meditating today, all day long, I was asking Buddha, God, for guidance, to simply give me guidance. Where you lead me, I will follow, knowing that you will never give me more than I can handle. And he led me here. And I feel so blessed and spiritual. I just moved to this neighborhood, and I just feel so blessed and spiritual and guided. That, and then your voice, as you were speaking, and I had my eyes shut, your voice just really spoke to me. And then when you guided me to sit with three people, the two people that I sat with were also really special. And I feel so blessed. I feel so thankful. I feel so spiritual and healthy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks for being here and practicing. Yeah, at IMC. Thank you. Yeah. What else? Questions, comments, anything? We have limited time, so bring it on, especially if you have questions about the practice. This is a perfect time. What other opportunities do you get to ask questions about your practice? Come on. Yes, great. Wait for the mic. It's coming. Thank you.
I guess something that I'm not quite sure how to handle when certain thoughts come up is how to approach like negative thoughts or like experiences that you think about and you know you don't want to have those negative thoughts.
Yeah.
But you have them anyway. Would you be like, not necessarily shut them away, but like just let yourself think about, go down that path?
Yeah.
And then just let it pass? Or
Right. So different ways to work with different things that come up. Without details of the scenario, give me a sense of when you're talking about like what came up for you in terms of negative thoughts. Give me a slightly better sense of what you mean so we can work together.
I think like this week and last week as well, like I had a hard time first picking that person.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure why.
No problem. That happens. Yeah.
Yeah. I just had a hard time picking that person.
Sure.
And then once I did, like, there was like, a lot of initial love and compassion.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I think too much about it, or like all the different occurrences or scenarios of the past.
Right. Right.
And then I'm not sure. Like, I think that's why I can't focus on that individual that I pick.
Mm-hmm. So let me make sure I heard you correctly. So specifically, because what you're talking about is first, you know, having some trouble, this person, that person. Okay, you choose someone. Great. And then you're feeling care, compassion, love for this person. And then a lot of stories come up from the past. And is it those stories that some of them bring difficult thoughts, complicated, you know, like, oh, the ouch, things like that? Is that what you mean specifically? How to work with that? Yeah, yeah. And those can come up, bring up difficult emotions. You didn't name them, but I don't know, maybe sadness, anger, regret, remorse, I don't know,
A lot of judgment.
A lot of judgment about yourself and about them? Or?
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like judgments about either towards them that I don't want to have.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I have them anyway.
Right, right.
And I know that I shouldn't have them, but I have them anyway.
Got it. Okay, great. This is the perfect question. Thank you for asking that. Because this happens a lot. It happens a lot in this practice. This practice is also called, not just the cultivation practice, cultivating goodwill, but it's also called the purification practice, which... In this context, it means, you think, oh, you love this person, this is great, and then, whoa, all this unresolved stuff comes up, which come up and they get purified. They're there. It's part of this practice. You're not doing it wrong.
Okay.
So, great. It's fine. So, how to work with them when they come up? So, lots of different ways to come out, which is to work with them, which is why I wanted to ask you for more detail, because different cases will be like different, specifically different. So say you're thinking about this person, and then, ouch, just some hurt comes up. Basically, it's really hurt that's coming up. If you notice, actually, so in this case, let's say you mentioned judgment. You mentioned judgment is coming up for them, and you're feeling, oh, I shouldn't have this judgment for them. Your kind of resentment is coming up for them. So the one way you can work with that in that moment is let go of the practice of wishing them well. Instead of, like, forcing your way, like, okay, I wish you... Let that go and sit with the emotion, because there's an emotion in that moment, right? There is some resentment, there is some judgment, something that's happening. So in that moment, you can work with it two ways, and I'm going to share the two ways with you. One is you can switch to vipassana, you can switch to insight, and you can sit with the emotion, notice the emotion, what does it feel like in the body? What does it feel like? What is this, let's say, what's perhaps under this emotion? Maybe under the judgment, you're judging them because, ooh, there is hurt. There is sadness. You were hurt once. Ah, what does that feel? Sadness, allowing that to be processed and move through. So you can work with it the wisdom path, which is insight with vipassana. Another way to work with it is the heart path, is the loving kindness, compassion path. You realize, oh, I'm having a lot of judgment right now. Ouch, this hurts. Or I'm having a lot of pain or resentment. Ooh, then you turn and hold yourself with compassion because you're hurting in that moment. Those afflictive emotions are not fun. Have you noticed? They're really painful. So you turn around and you try to soothe and stabilize so that you can become more available. And maybe some forgiveness needs to happen. Forgiveness for yourself, forgiveness for that person. And when there is enough stability, then you can go back to wishing them well. And then maybe that scenario will be eased. Another scenario comes up. And then, oh, then you work with it. You purify it some more. It gets processed. Again, it's not a heady thing. You're not like, they said this, they said, I said. It's more feeling in the body, bringing love, care. If you go the compassion path, the heart path, or you go the wisdom path, mindfulness of emotions. If you can bring the practice of RAIN, R-A-I-N, recognize, acknowledge, investigate, non-identify. So I refer you to, you know, work with emotions that way. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'm so glad you asked that.
I think that helps, because sometimes when I think like, oh, you know, maybe it's just how you think about, you're not supposed to be thinking too much, or like block it away. It's like, I'm starting to think too much about this. I should just stop.
Yeah.
Instead of digesting it.
Right, exactly.
And just letting it pass.
Yeah.
And work
right.
with it.
So it's not helpful, just as you say, it's not helpful to keep thinking about it,
mm-hmm.
right? It's not a heady thing.
Yeah.
If you try to work yourself out of the hole by thinking through
yeah.
it, it's not going to work. So yes, it is helpful to let go of the thinking, let go of the story, come and sit with the emotion. Okay.
That helps.
Okay.
Yeah.
So again, just to be very clear, because this is a really important point, it happens with everyone when you practice loving kindness. It will happen at some point. If it didn't happen today, it will happen at some point. So listen up. So number one, let go of the story. Let go of the thinking. I did this, they did that, or wah, 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 wah. Kind of trying to work with it. Because if you could have worked it out by now, you would have, right? So let go of the thinking in this practice. There are other practices you can do for thinking through it, but right now, let go of the thinking, number one. And then you have two options. You can work with it with mindfulness of emotions, noticing the sensations of the emotion in the body, sitting with it. Oh, sadness, it's like this. What does it feel like? Non-identification, really feeling the raw sensations in the body, allowing the emotion to pass through. That's one option. And again, the second option is to bring compassion to it, because you're hurting in that moment, mm-hmm. and hold it with self-compassion. So I keep repeating myself because this is so important. I can't say it enough times.
That helps a lot. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Any other questions or comments back there, and wait for the mic to come your way.
So I'm pretty familiar with the precepts, but I guess, you know, I've whenever I do something that's unskillful or whatever, my tendency, well, I understand the logic around it, how it's harder to meditate and harder to have a clear mind and be at peace.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm breaking a precept or whatever. But it seems like this practice is really necessary in that, just allowing myself to give myself some of that kindness and the recognition that, like, I am suffering when yeah. I do something yeah. like that
yeah.
that's harmful
yeah.
instead of perpetuating it
yes.
and just coming from a place of, like, this needs to be attended to and restored
mm-hmm.
as opposed to, you know, mm-hmm. perpetuating that judgment.
Right.
So I think this practice helps a lot with that
yeah.
moral critic for me.
Great, great. I'm delighted to hear that. And one thing to also bring in with your reflection about precepts is that the precepts are practiced in Buddhism as a training. So when we say the precepts, we say, I undertake the training to refrain from taking life or taking what's not offered, etc., etc. So it's a practice. It's a training. It's not a sin. It's like, oh, I did something. It's not the end of it. It's a training. And in training, guess what? When you're riding a bicycle, for example, when you have training wheels, you will fall down. And you will get up, and you will learn, and there will be remorse, and you'll learn to do better next time. And it's okay that you will fall down. That is a training. And you try to do your best. I hope that helps with the context a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, great. So, we are out of time. I want to thank you all for coming to IMC to practice together at happy hour. And to let you know, I will be staying a few minutes extra if you have any questions, and there wasn't time for questions or comments. Feel free to come up and chat with me, check in. And the other thing I wanted to say is that that IMC, as you know, runs through the support of volunteers and contributions. So if you are so moved to contribute tonight, you don't have to, but if you're moved, there is a box as you exit the door. So thank you so much for coming and practicing. May all beings be free. May all beings be happy. Come back to happy hour. Thanks. Thank you.